This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Tuesday, October 4th, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here as we try to value every single minute of every single hour of every single day. We are here because it's just goodness.
It's just good.
Right? And there are 10,000 different reasons for us to be happy and feel good about what's going on here, right? Think about the time that you spend, family, how much time you spend with your friends, how much time you spend at work,
how much time you spend doing playing. Makes yourself happy.
Right.
Fills your soul.
I find that most everything that I do does that. I hope it's the case with you as well. When you hear, even if there's troubling stuff going on, things that we have to deal with that are not particularly pleasant, I don't tend to overcook them. I don't tend to think, you know, like with all the COVID stuff, I've never, ever been on the bandwagon of, oh, everybody needs to be scared. Everybody needs to get vaccinated or you'll die. No. Is it a good idea? Maybe, for a lot of people.
Yeah, depending on what your conversation with your own primary care physician would be.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember, as a matter of fact, it was sort of in my mind as Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack talk about it on Good Day Health, the COVID realities, we still have it, and I'm trying to decide whether I should get a shot or not get a shot. I did it before because of my... Well, I was leaning not to get a shot, and then now I'm leaning to get the shot, I just think that the two variants, now there's something new in it. I have not talked to my pharmacist yet. I've talked to Jack, who says no. I've talked to Ken, who says yes. So I'm not going to get anywhere talking to the two of them. And for a long time, after this fellow who's the pharmacist, I go to a local pharmacy. There are two or three offices in my community, and that's it. It's not big Walgreens and CVS, and I don't like those big stores. I don't like going to big food stores either. Anyway, so I asked him what he thought, and he said, you know, you've got a pretty, because he knows me well, you got a good immune system, I wouldn't get the shots. That was last spring, because there was nothing new in the shot. Now there's something new because of the variants, and that's why the decision now perhaps changes in the other direction, only because I want to protect my family. But now that nobody in my family, my linear family, my sisters, me, my son, my daughter, have had COVID. Brendan had a touch of it over the weekend, but it was in and out fast, as it was with Miles. Meanwhile, Sophie, his wife, still is testing positive a week after they first got it. It hasn't slowed her down. Brendan was not feeling well for a day, and Jasper didn't feel well for a day. But it's not like it was life and death. So the question comes on, if you get the shot, are you protected from being sick much more so than you might get if you had the shot? And then that's good. If it protects you from getting sicker, that's great. But then down the road, what is it going to mean to you in 20 or 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, even probably not so much for me.
Years, because a lot sooner than 20 to 30 years, because they're already showing different things, and we're in 2022. We're still
first shot was administered December 14th, 2020. Hospital in Queens, nurse got the first shot on TV. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then everybody started getting them and went on and on from there.
Well, it's one of those things that it does beg the question, because I've known people who felt like it was just the worst sinus infection they'd ever had. I knew people that felt that way regardless of their vaccination status. Some were vaccinated, some were not vaccinated. I knew people who went to the hospital. Some were vaccinated, some were not vaccinated. I had the two main vaccines and the one booster. I had COVID in June, and I felt like each time I got the shot, my side effects were significantly worse, to the point where even though I was sick for about a week with COVID, it was a lot easier to work through. I had the exhaustion and everything, but it was a lot easier to work through than the side effects. Now, one could argue that because I got the vaccine, that COVID didn't hit me very hard. Somebody could argue the opposite, that maybe COVID wouldn't have hit me very hard regardless if I had the vaccines. But just based on how ill I was getting those shots the very last time I got the shot, it was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. I do not think I want to get it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then what are you going to do?
Not get it again.
Okay.
They pretty much everything has released the mandates anyway of like you have to be.
Yeah, no, there's no mandates
anymore. You can't come in.
Mm-hmm. No, the mask thing is not a big.
Although there were some places you still can't. I was a big fan of the mask. I really enjoyed the masks.
But they didn't really do anything unless you had an N95. It was just theater.
Which they did.
If you had an N95, you're okay. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have an N95,
and especially on planes, I will continue to wear masks on planes because you know what? People smell. And sometimes that mask is just enough of a little barrier to make it not so aggressive.
I have a great friend who's a physical therapist, and I have asked her, I've asked others, I think I asked Jack this, I've asked most all the doctors, what happens that I have in my life, what happens if somebody comes into your office and they just stink? What do you do? Because there are people, older people, younger people, don't take baths, don't take showers, don't clean up. They just
don't
dirty.
Like to wash their jeans regularly.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
There is a certain sense that comes with that.
Hmm. Well, it's not good for your body. Anyway, you get all kinds of, if you don't wash the stuff off, it's there. The viruses and the bacteria grow.
Back into your skin, yeah. Think about what you're sweating and all these toxins that are coming out of your body. And if you don't wash it off, it goes right back into your body.
Interesting conversation, folks, huh? Okay, let's go to Ukraine, where apparently the Ukrainian troops ran across a 69-year-old Soviet soldier, and he says he's lived in Ukraine for years, and so they kind of let him be because he was out gathering firewood. This is deep in the heart of Ukraine, gathering firewood for his fireplace. But they figure, you know, you can tell apparently the ethnic differences between a Ukrainian and a Russian. Like you can tell the difference between somebody from Texas and somebody from Massachusetts. Same sort of thing there. Dialect is different, and that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. Tell. So this guy, they were trying to figure out, because Putin is pushing whoever he can get, no matter what your age. We were talking earlier about the guy who is his friend that has three boys that are under 20. They're all going to the front, supposedly, to be heroes of Russia, Mother Russia. And probably all of them get killed, or they'll end up being Ukrainian citizens. They'll just, if they're smart, they'll just disappear. Now there's this 69-year-old guy who is in the spotlight because Ukrainians are considering or concerned about him being a spy. If he's a spy for Russia, or they have spies in Ukraine, they're not doing a very good job, it would seem. Anyway, lots of talk about nuclear weapons being used in Ukraine and what happens if the Chinese haven't said boo about this. I thought that was kind of interesting. Use of nuclear weapons, Joe Biden said flat out, you dare to use any kind of nuclear weapons, we will wipe you out. And they don't need nuclear weapons to do that. Wipe out Russia, Moscow, wipe out all the big cities in Russia, just wipe them out.
But then what would happen? Because Russia has allies, too, that would come to their defense.
Do you think the Chinese are going to get involved in something like that? It destroys China. If anybody thinks through any of this stuff, everything is destroyed. China destroys its basic cash cow, which is the United States. China has got nothing without America as its customer. Zero. So, you know, somebody's got to be smart enough to think about that. Whether Kim Jong Fatty and his missiles that he's shooting off over Japan, if he's smart enough to think about it, who knows? Mm-hmm. He's just going along for the ride anyway. He's not that smart, frankly. So, anyway, that's that side of life. 16 past the hour, a couple of occupants in this small plane crash in Minnesota. A couple of people who were home at the time were unharmed. That was pretty lucky. Imagine a plane crashes into your house. How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Three people died. The control tower at Duluth Airport notified the local police department. The aircraft wasn't on their radar. And then the last known location of the plane, the police went there, and they saw, obviously, the plane crashed into the house. It was on fire.
And it wasn't that big of a home, and the fact that the people were, the residents were there and completely unharmed is a miracle.
Yep, it sure is, yeah. Wow. Jeffrey Dahmer. Haven't we forgotten about him? Apparently not. We should have, but we haven't. A couple of things. He had... his eyeglasses made him look like ooey, right? He looked like a bad Roy Orbison with those glasses on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Taylor James, who runs Cult Collectibles in Vancouver, Canada, says he's going to sell Jeffrey Dahmer's prison glasses for $150,000.
Who wants these? The kind of bad
energy. This guy killed 16 people,
this,
for God's
right?
sakes. What are you,
and
nuts?
Don't get me wrong. I like watching different documentaries on serial killers because I think the psychology behind it is so fascinating. Like, the psychology behind a psychopath is fascinating.
Okay.
But the whole glorifying serial killers and the fanatics over it, why would somebody want this? This is such a dark piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
Anything he owned. Anything.
There's a Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series out, and apparently the neighbor that was one of his victims, the niece of the neighbor, says this is just a nightmare, bringing back all that stuff. And you can imagine it is. The way Dahmer lived and killed most of his victims. Ugh, why do you want to watch that on TV? Good God. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
American Family Farmer podcast. Pretty much every day now, there is a recall. What really is important is that we understand that we don't have to put up with this stuff. When's the last time you ever heard of a family farm having a recall on something because there was either an allergen in the product or there was a Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli? You don't hear that. If you do, it's once in a blue moon.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on Doug's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is my able and apt colleague on the Good Day program. I thought you'd be interested before we get into some social media. Actually, I saw this on social media. It hasn't started to trend yet, but I'm betting it will. The picture of the newest apartment built in Tokyo. You know, there's not a lot of people live in Japan, not a lot of room. Tokyo is the most populated big city in terms of how many people live per square foot in the city in the world. And this new apartment complex that they have built features a 95 square foot apartment.
Wow.
How do you live and eat and sleep in a 95 square foot apartment? It's like a shoebox. Huh? How do you do that? Something to contemplate anyway.
All right. Wow.
Most of the stuff that we do here when it comes to trending items, social media, is pretty upbeat. It's about celebrities and stuff. But there's news from Daryl Brooks Jr. standing trial. Remember the Christmas parade attack of a couple of years ago, and he killed, six or eight people were drove. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to talk about that, what's going on, because the trial has started. We'll get to it after this.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose?
Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
This is difficult, Jay, for me to wrap my head around. Here's this guy that has 70 criminal charges against him, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, which is murder. He drives his car, using it as a dangerous weapon, into this parade last Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a hit and run. Nobody seems to quite understand what he's all about, except he's representing himself, which is the first sign of insanity when it comes to, right? I mean, the guy's got to be out of his mind. So why is he on trial? Why isn't he in an institution being...
I think that's what they have to figure out, and they're going to have mental health experts take a look into all of this, because his plea is not guilty by reason of mental defect in the insanity plea.
Yeah. Right, but he's representing himself.
Yeah, which doesn't that contradict the plea?
Yeah, yes, right, exactly. There are all kinds of stories about his interactions with law enforcement before all of this, and some say that's what motivated him to do what he did. He was defending his black pride or some other thing, I don't know, but it's crazy, crazy stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea. They fired a ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia's claiming Ukrainian territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. A Russian court set October 25th for the date American basketball player Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Fellow who had cancer from Ohio. He beat the cancer, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. He walked a marathon inside the hospital where he was being treated for cancer. So he walked 26 miles inside the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for October the 4th. It's Tuesday. Valerie Geller, where in the world did that come from? I have a friend, she's a consultant. Your father's laughing right now. Valerie Geller's going to join us in a few minutes. And why I came up with Valerie, I have the slightest idea. I'm just looking at her. No, not at all. It's just she was on top of my mind. She's a great broadcaster. She's given me some great ideas. She's a wonderful person, but has nothing to do with anything that I was about to talk about, including what's going on Lake Erie. There you are on the banks of Lake Erie in Cleveland, Jay. The walleye contest. There's a big fishing thing, and apparently it's loaded with cheaters. A big fishing contest. Lie detectors are being used. The scandal that rocked the Cleveland fishing tournament.
Yeah.
Now, news around the world. What's the story?
These cheaters are going to be tarred and feathered. The winners of the almost $29,000 Ohio fishing tournament were disqualified when it came to the weighing of the fish, and one team's fish weighed almost twice as what was expected they would weigh, and everybody, like, there was grumbling in the crowds, and everyone's kind of like, wait, no, that's not possible. There's no way. These fish should be about 4 pounds each. Why are some coming in at 7 pounds? So one of the judges takes some of the fish, cuts them open, and finds weights and, like, other things weighing these fish down. Those dirty, dirty cheaters.
Those dirty, no good so-and-sos? Wow.
Yep. He shouts
outrageous.
Out, we got weights in fish. And
Couldn't. Well, Lake Erie's dirty enough so they could be eating some of that stuff, or at least it used to be. Not the case now. I know it's all clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. Okay, time for us to have our weekly visit with my friend, noted psychic. Well, I don't know. He doesn't like to be called a psychic, and he's not really. Uri Geller is probably the most famous man of mystery in the world. He's a great motivator and a paranormalist. And if you've seen the headlines in the Wall Street Journal, apparently he has become, he's used his psychic powers to turn the soccer team around, a Scottish, where is this? The team is in Scotland, isn't it? Did you help?
It's actually, Doug, because I own the island and because I turned it into a country which you are a citizen of,
yes,
I have to have an anthem, a flag, a constitution, and also a football team. I don't have to have a football team, but they were the local amateur team, and I asked them whether they'd like to turn their names into Lambies, which, of course, correlates with Lamb Island. They were elated, and in a matter of a couple of weeks, their names appeared in dozens of papers around the world, including the Wall Street Journal, which is quite prestigious to get into, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. So tell me how they're doing as a soccer team. How are they doing on the field?
Well, the last match, they won 4-0, which is a good sign. But, Dougie, if you allow me to just slide into a different topic, you know, today in Israel, we're entering Yom Kippur. And
yes.
Just to those of you who are listening who do not know what Yom Kippur is, Yom Kippur is actually the holiest day in Judaism.
And, all right, can I interrupt you for a second? Can you go back to Rosh Hashanah? Can you go back? Because there are a series of Jewish holidays that happen over a week or 10-day period, and it wouldn't be a bad idea. You are a native Israeli. You've gone back to live after living in New York and England. You've gone back to your homeland. You are a very notable Israeli. And with that, I guess, becomes you're a notable Jew. And so you have a sense of putting these things into perspective. So if you wouldn't mind, just take a minute for those who don't know or don't remember or aren't familiar with how these holidays at this time of year work.
Well, we had Rosh Hashanah, which also was a few days ago, a week ago. Rosh Hashanah translates to New Year. So you send, like you send Happy New Year cards around the world to best friends and family.
Yeah.
The New Year in Israel happens to be kind of now, according to the biblical scripture. So after New Year comes Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is really the holiest day for us, and it occurs annually on the 10th of Tishrei, which is again the name of the month taken out of the Bible. And it's really the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. Now, primarily, it's centered on the atonement, and it's a very important day to observe. We ask for forgiveness. So if I hurt you in any way, I ask for forgiveness today, and which means that you forgive me, and then I have a whole new year to come, living in harmony with the people I I don't know, I hurt or did something bad to them. It's interesting because I get phone calls out of the blue this morning. Oh, Uri, I'm calling you out for forgiveness. I said, what do you mean? Oh, remember when I told you I'm coming to the museum and I didn't. So it's Yom Kippur today, and I have to ask for forgiveness. I mean, really, from the minor to the very important, and of course, people go to synagogue and so forth.
Well, one of the things that religion gives to people, if you have a certain religious belief, I think there's an amount of inspiration if you're a believer. I'm not much of a religionist. I understand. I've studied world religions and the Chinese religion, the religions that originated there, and then what the Israelis have come to believe, Judaism, Catholicism. And the thing that really strikes me is that all the major religions of the world started a stone's throw from where you are in that little village of old Jaffa. But if you go to the old city of Jerusalem, that's where all of the major religions, with the exception of whatever is celebrated in China and in Asia, they come about. And yet all the fighting that goes on, it seems kind of, it's sad and silly at the same time. You've lived with it all of your lives. And don't you think it's what goes on has been over the years just kind of silly, really? And I don't mean to make
it. Silly is a very lighthearted word to describe exactly what. And we're not talking about hundreds of years. We're talking about thousands of years. And you kind of forgot to mention that Jerusalem is where Jesus Christ walked on the pavement of Via della Rosa. And Via della Rosa today leads to the Wailing Wall. And it's really incredible. Jerusalem, as they say, is a melting pot of all religions. And this is when you walk in the streets of Jerusalem or in the alleys, you do feel that holy energy engulfing you positively. It's rather incredible. But then you always have that kind of suspicion that somebody is going to throw something on you, or you know, there are lots of soldiers walking around. Look, we've been living with this threat for thousands of years, but we're surviving, and everything will be positive. And anyone who is listening to this show, do come to Israel, because you will never forget this incredible trip to the Holy Land.
Right. I've been five times there. I'm going again this year. It is a and one of the contradictions when you go around, you know, the Sistine Chapel is around the corner from the Wailing Wall where Jesus was crucified, and the remains
born. I mean, incredible. Bethlehem is, but you know, I must tell you this. The Jerusalem in Israel is safer than Los Angeles or Chicago or New York. I guarantee you.
Right. Yeah, it's a very safe place to be. That's
so listen,
for sure.
Anyone who still wants to become a citizen of Lamb Island, simply go to urigeller.com.
It's Lamb Island, L-A-M-B, like lamb, the animal. That's the name of it. You get a document with your name on it that certifies that you are a citizen, and the dollar that you used to buy your citizenship, if you will, or the certificate, goes to Uri. He's got all kinds of charities that he works with, but it's kind of a fun thing. I look at this every week when you're here, and I think, oh, I'm pretty important. I'm a citizen of Lamb Island. Aha. All right, so go to Uri's website, which is urigeller.com, the museum also, urigellermuseum.com, and his books also available all over Amazon, whether you want to learn how to douse, whether you want to learn how to use your psychic powers, learn the meaning of meditation, and just a wealth of knowledge and fun being connected to Uri. All right, Uri, you having dinner? It sounds like you're having dinner. Where are you?
Yeah, you're so perceptive, and you have good ears. We are having lunch, not dinner.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Uri Geller, one of the most interesting people in the world, fascinating guy. I've had him in my corner on many different occasions when I've needed help. He's been a great, great source of help and inspiration. And his stuff is very interesting. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Lots of love there. He's helped a lot of people do a lot of things. In a moment, he's really extraordinarily helpful. He really is.
Uh-huh.
In a moment, we're going to visit the department. That's after these words. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, so here we go with Lindsay Marsh. The story of Lindsay Marsh says the judge in his divorce case is allowing him, as the ex-husband, to keep intimate photographs of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She calls it violating. I call it sick. Why do you want to keep... Go ahead, yeah.
If it was a gift, and he said it's not the photos, it's the inscriptions that she put into the book, and the judge said that it was a gift, so he should be able to keep it. However, any nudity or anything like that, any of the provocative photos should be blacked out. And so her friend was who originally did the photos, said, no, I'm not going to have any part of this. Well, then it's going to go to a different photographer to do this. So then the friend was like, okay, never mind, I'll do it.
Topless pictures. So they were meant to be. They've been married for, what, 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
High school sweethearts?
Yeah.
And she has, you know,
he said
has
the inscriptions
children.
Are not to be touched, but for modesty, yes, black everything out, and then he keeps the book.
But having this conversation in a judge's chair or in a courtroom, it's got to be a little embarrassing, as a matter of fact. I can't imagine myself. I mean, most of you who've gotten divorced, can you imagine wanting to keep pictures of your wife? I get the beauty. I mean, I have lots of things for my wife that were absolutely beautiful that I've kept in a box, cards and stuff. So maybe this is no different.
Well, he says it's the inscriptions. It's not the photos. It's the inscriptions.
Okay. It's 10 before the hour.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This theme well, don't we, Jay? It's the theme from Beverly Hills 90210. All right, so that's a TV. Was that supposed to be a TV show? I'm sorry. Was it supposed to be a movie, too, Chuck, or what have you? Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments on Good Day. What? Why?
No movie, Doug.
Because?
TV show Beverly Hills 90210 premiered this day in TV history, October 4th, 1990. It ran for 10 years. It had a really good run. It was very popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jason Priestley, Luke Perry, Shannon Doherty.
Oh, yeah. They were Brad Pack, kind of, right?
Jenny Goth and Ian Ziering.
Weren't they
Ian Ziering, who later starred in the Sharknado movies. He hit big. I liked him in those movies.
Yeah.
But I liked the show. I did. I was a big fan. I actually was a fan. I thought this was a good show. And it was one of these shows that was in the same world as Dawson's Creek, which targeted the same audience. And then there was a show called The O.C., also on Fox. I thought it was really good. But Beverly Hills...
Aren't they... those shows are on the CW now, aren't they, pretty much?
Well, the reboot, which was just titled, I think, 90210, Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
was rebooted on the CW. I think that lasted like 3 years. Ratings never were good.
All right, Will Smith is back... on a film called Emancipation. What do you know about that?
I knew it had good buzz. It's a slave on the run movie. that's gotten really good buzz, directed by Anton Fuqua, who did Training Day and the Equalizer movies. It's an Apple Plus movie financed by them. It has a release date. Well, it screened the other night to really good notices. It has a release date of December 2nd in theaters, and then 1 week later it will go on Apple Plus. I still think this type of release strategy is ridiculous.
Stupid. Yeah,
but that's what they're doing. So here's the question to you is, let's just say this movie's really good, and I think it will be. Will Smith, little comeback, complete comeback, how do you think that affects his career? It's certainly going to help.
I think it depends on how it's played in the media, the social media, and also, I mean, I'd be interested in seeing it, frankly, because the topic interests me to a point. But I don't, he's never been my favorite. I did, some of the things he's done I really like. Going back to Independence
Day. But here's my point. If people say, oh, okay, this is a movie I want to see, I hear it's really good, is the fact that Will Smith is a star, and obviously we know he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Will that stop people from seeing the movie? That's my
Is it going to stop you from seeing it?
It won't. Having said that, I do think up until I heard this news, there is a stigma of resistance.
What about you, Jay? Would you go see it?
I can't explain it, but they think there is.
Yeah, I would, but I also think that people, there are actors who have done a lot worse that have still continued to have thriving careers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. Okay. Here is the star of Till, Jalen Hall. She played Emmett Till, and that movie is supposed to hit the theaters this week as well. What is this? The film is called Till, you and I were talking about this earlier, Jay, how this is playing a lot of expectations. This is a story that has lots and lots of lessons attached to it. Does it not? Civil rights stuff?
It is. This is Emmett Till is the story of the young teenager who was accused of, I think, the catcalling or whatever. He was a black teenager.
Yeah, they killed him.
A white woman, and then she sent her husband basically and beat him to death. And this is that movie. And Jalen Hall is a young actor who he said that he definitely learned that you need to be yourself and be proud of who you are, but also always know your surroundings and be aware.
So are there too many of these kind of movies around or just enough, Chucker? What's the public saying?
Just enough. I mean, obviously, these type of films are having a tougher time, a tougher sledding doing box office in theaters because I think demographically some of these films that would play in what they call so-called art houses that cater to more sophisticated moviegoers, I would say 40-plus, who like to seek out more independent or smarter-type movies, they have been resistant to go back to theaters post-COVID, where younger people and families seem to have gone back to multiplexes as long as the product is attractive to COVID, or have to redirect their business model and play a lot more broader mainstream product to have a chance to survive. But make no mistake, post-COVID, the landscape is still very, very tough.
It's a little sticky. All right, Chucker, thanks. 59 past the hour.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.